here's a story from The World.
2021 was one of the hottest years on record. According to numbers released by NASA today, last year tied for the sixth hottest year since these temperatures began being recorded. And that's during a La Niña year, which generally has a cooling effect. Gavin Schmidt is the director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies.
The last 8 years are the eight warmest years on record. The temperature trends continue to rise and, in fact, accelerate. And so this really is just another continuation of the long-term trajectory of the climate.
NASA keeps track of the Earth's temperature with 20,000 weather stations and some 4,000 ocean buoys floating across the globe. Schmidt says not every coming year is going to break a new record.
But what we're going to see is this same kind of sustained warm temperatures, regardless of the La Niña impact that we had last year. That knocks it down a little bit, but it doesn't change the trajectory.
Now, the average surface temperature on Earth has risen about 2 degrees Fahrenheit since the Industrial Revolution. Might not seem like that much, but it is. We're going to spend some time digging into why this seemingly small increase is linked to big changes in our weather. Here's the world's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler.
We humans are not that sensitive to relatively small temperature changes.
What temperature would you guess it is right now?
Yesterday, I asked a bunch of people on my block outside of Boston the same question.
Probably like 6 degrees, 10 degrees, 21 degrees.
17 degrees?
I guess it's around 25, something like that.
I think it is about 5 and 6 degrees right now.
I'm going to guess it's probably between 15 and 20.
It was, in fact, 26 degrees Fahrenheit. And this shows that we are probably not in tune enough to notice day to day that it's roughly 2 degrees warmer than it used to be. But the Earth has definitely noticed. 2021 seemed to bring an unceasing crush of floods, hurricanes, and heat waves.
Large areas of the central province of Henan are underwater.
Cyclone Yaz packing gusts of up to 140 kilometers per hour.
Temperatures 30 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit, hotter than normal.
The reason a seemingly small temperature increase of 2 degrees is contributing to such extreme weather is that the rise in global surface temperature is actually only one of many symptoms of a bigger problem. It is not the whole story. Climate change is happening because greenhouse gases are trapping some of the sun's energy on Earth each day, instead of letting it escape back into space. Here's Gavin Schmidt from NASA again.
What we have is an energy imbalance, right? So there is more energy coming into the system than is leaving.
Just how much more energy, you ask? Or really, I asked.
Let me just work that out for you. This is science in the raw here. 0.7 times 5.1 times 10 to the 14.
Fast forwarding here a little.
That's 1 times 10 to the 22 joules.
To put that in plain English.
The total amount of energy that we use as a species, this is about 20 times larger than the total amount of energy that we use.
Schmidt checked the numbers and found it's actually 28 times larger. But still, the point stands. The amount of extra heat energy that's on Earth right now because of climate change is many times greater than all the energy we humans use to power our entire lives. Driving our cars and flying planes and microwaving frozen burritos and heating buildings. 28 times more than all of that.
That's a big number.
And here is the thing. Most of that extra energy, it's not going to warm up the Earth's surface temperature.
More than 90%, to be exact, 93% of the additional heat due to global warming is going into the oceans.
This is Roxy Matthew Cole, a climate scientist at the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology in Pune.
And that is equivalent to 5 to 6 Hiroshima atom bombs per second. Per second, that much energy the oceans are absorbing.
Last year was, in fact, the hottest year on record for the world's oceans. And that's linked to the extreme weather we're seeing all around the world. As ocean temperatures heat up, more water at the surface evaporates. This warm, moist air acts as fuel for hurricanes. When it rises and cools, it condenses into clouds and can be whipped up into storm systems.
The warmer the ocean, the more intense this kind of convective activity is. Yeah? The more supply of moisture, more supply of heat into the atmosphere. There we get more intense cyclones or more intense cloud systems which can provide a lot of intense rainfall. And we saw that in the case of recent Cyclone Tauktae.
Cyclone Tauktae made landfall in Gujarat, India in May with wind speeds of 100 miles an hour. It killed some 174 people. The storm formed in the Arabian Sea, which used to be the cooler, quieter cousin to the Bay of Bengal. Rising ocean temperatures are changing that. And around the world, once more water evaporates from these hotter oceans, the warmer air can then hold more of that moisture. And that sets the stage for another symptom of climate change, heavier downpours.
With warming, the amount of moisture contained in the air has increased quite a bit.
Xu Bin Song is a senior research scientist with Canada's National Environment Agency.
It's roughly about 7% increase per 1 degree warming.
2021 saw massive floods in Germany and neighboring countries.
The flash floods this week followed days of heavy rainfall.
In Canada.
We are all thinking of Canadians back home in British Columbia.
And in China's Hunan province.
The flooding turned streets into rivers, took out bridges and everything that came in its path.
Song says it's likely climate change was partly to blame for that flooding. 8 inches of rain fell in a single hour.
As a result, streets were full of water because the drainage system was not designed to drain so much water.
Now, even though a warmer surface temperature is just one small symptom of the climate problem, it too can wreak havoc. Europe and the continental U.S. saw their hottest summers ever in 2021. Canada broke its own high temperature record 3 days in a row. David Phillips, senior climatologist at Canada's National Environment Agency, spoke to PBS during that sweltering week in June.
It's unprecedented historically. We've never seen this before. It's like a different world for us here.
Scientists who analyzed this summer's North American heat wave say it would have been nearly impossible without all that extra energy trapped on Earth due to climate change. Farron Anslow is with the Pacific Climate Impacts Consortium in British Columbia.
The amount of climate change that we've had made this event 150 times more likely than it would have been in the past. And so in the late 1800s, an event like this would have been a 1-in-150,000-year event.
Now it's a 1-in-1,000-year event. And sometime in the not-too-distant future, it could happen once every 5 years. For The World, I'm Carolyn Buehler.